Welcome to Tee Talk, where athletes share their stories. Join us as we explore the profound connections between sports, community, and the human experience.
He was the first African-American athlete to get a scholarship here at Tulane University, highly recruited out of high school at St. Augustine High School, came here to Tulane and, well, just did an outstanding job. And you know, he's gone on to do things professionally in the entertainment industry as an actor and a writer and producer, the whole works. And no, you may not see him a lot on screen, but he is far from retired. How about a round of applause for Mr. Harold Sylvester? So I left him for last because we have a video that Harold has produced that I think everybody needs to see. Harold, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Ro. How are you?
How you doing?
Good, man. You sound good. Hello to everybody.
Yep, yep. Well, should we just go right to your video? Is there anything you want to say a little bit before we get to it?
Straight to video is perfect.
Roll the videotape.
Mr. Sylvester's copyrighted video has been removed, but included is a brief excerpt.
I should have told this story a long time ago. I've been waiting for certain people to die, I guess. But I'm telling it now. 50 years later, the time seems just right. This is a story that I think needs to be told from both ends, then and now. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Okay, I got two questions, Harold, that probably don't mean anything. Yeah. Was that Martin Luther King sitting on that pool table? It sure did look like him.
I don't recall.
Okay, but it sure did look like him. Just curious. No, and the other is, when is a movie coming out? Most of that stuff I never even heard.
Well, yes. Yeah, with the help of the entire Tulane community, maybe we can get it done.